Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. My name is DeShanti. We are currently pre-reg. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch what you were saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
My name is DeShanti. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Oh, hey, I just had a question for you. I'm calling from an employer's office, and we are a physician's office. And I was trying to figure out what the, as far as what Alabama is supposed to do with, like, employees, asymptomatic employees that are, I guess, waiting for, like, a relative they live with to get their PCR results back. Are they supposed to quarantine during that time if they're not having any symptoms?
I would say go get tested before you just automatically quarantine yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. And then I will go from there. But I wouldn't just, you know, lock myself up if I'm not, you know,
so
aware.
If there is, like, I have an employee whose child is sick with with these types of symptoms, and they're going to get tested. They're taking the child to get tested today, but it's going to be 2 days before those results come back. So she's just wondering, if she's not having any symptoms, can she come back to work, or does she have to quarantine and wait for those results like the patient does?
No, ma'am. I would say wait those 2 days until she quarantined, because I would say she's been exposed, but we're not sure if she's exposed, if he has it or not.
Right. So
yes,
you're
ma'am.
Saying that she could
it's
come back?
It's a risk. Yes, ma'am. It's a risk, but it's really up to you all, because
okay.
She haven't really been exposed or
hasn't,
know
yes,
of any
we don't
information.
Have a
yes, ma'am.
Confirmation of it or whatever.
Yes,
so once we do have the confirmation
she
that
should.
The person is sick, then they are supposed to quarantine regardless.
Yes, ma'am. She should quarantine. Yes, ma'am, because she's been exposed.
So just exposure. You don't have to have any symptoms.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it's no different for like a healthcare office than it is any other office as far as first responders and stuff like that? Is there a difference in?
No, ma'am. It isn't a difference.
Okay. So, and what is the quarantine period now?
We're in phase two.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, how many days are they supposed to quarantine?
Oh, 14.
It is 14? Okay, okay. I thought they had reduced it. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling. Enjoy your day.